USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, "Peace is possible. Peace is a duty. Peace is everyone's primary responsibility." This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Following a cold and snowy Easter weekend, forecasters say an even more impactful nor'easter is heading to the northeastern U.S. Weathermen say most areas near the coast from southern New England to the mid-Atlantic are in line to see rain between Monday and Tuesday. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast to begin across much of the mid-Atlantic on Monday, with some particular heavy thunderstorms along the Carolina coast as the nor'easter begins to form. A mother of two was found dead inside of a duffel bag off a popular walking path in a New York City park right near her home. Orsoya Gal, 51, had been found covered in blood inside the duffel bag at around 8 in the morning by a man who was walking his dogs near Forest Park in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Queens. Police followed a trail of blood back to her home. They found a 13-year-old son was there alone, and he told police he didn't know where his mother was. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The president of Ukraine is warning of nuclear attacks.
Volodymyr Zelensky says that the world should prepare for the worst when it comes to possible chemical or nuclear weapons use by Russian forces. He tells CNN that the global community cannot be sure how far Russian leadership is prepared to take the war.
All of the world, all the countries have to be warned, because you know that it can be not real information, but it can be truth. Because when they begin to speak about one or another battles or involves enemies or nuclear weapons or chemical weapons, they should do it. For them, life of the people is nothing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's been a major military announcement from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
North Korea says it successfully test-fired a newly developed tactical weapon. It's the latest in a spate of launches after the country passed its biggest state anniversary without the expected military parade. The latest testing activity came amid concerns that Pyongyang may soon conduct a larger provocation in an effort to expand the country's nuclear capabilities. North Korea's official state news agency suggested the weapon tested is likely capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, but it did not elaborate. It also didn't say when and where the launch occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.